Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 58 of the year, Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up the week by heading deep into the heart of Texas. We are looking at District 37, which encompasses the deep blue, highly progressive city of Austin, including the massive campus of the University of Texas. And today, we are profiling a man who is an absolute institution in the state. He is the dean of the Texas Democratic delegation, and right now, he is taking his final lap in Congress. We are talking about Representative Lloyd Doggett.
Stephen, when you look at the sheer length and impact of Lloyd Doggett's career, it is staggering. He has been in public service for over half a century, and it all started back in 1973 when he was elected to the Texas State Senate. And he didn't just quietly sit in the back row. He became a Texas political legend almost immediately. In 1979, he was one of the famous Killer Bees.
Oh, the Killer Bees. This is one of the greatest stories in Texas political history. Explain what happened.
Right. So the conservative establishment in Texas was trying to ram through an election bill that would help John Connally run for president. The Democrats in the state Senate didn't have the votes to stop it. So Lloyd Doggett and 11 other Democratic senators literally fled the Capitol. They went into hiding in a tiny garage apartment in Austin to break quorum, so the Senate couldn't legally conduct business. The Texas Rangers were literally hunting for them across the state. They held out for days until the bill was finally withdrawn. It cemented Doggett's reputation as a completely fearless, uncompromising tactician.
And he took that exact same tactical genius to the Texas Supreme Court, where he served as a justice, and eventually to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1995. And his time in Congress is famous because he is the ultimate political survivor. Over the last 30 years, the Republican supermajority in Texas has tried everything to wipe Lloyd Doggett off the map. Whenever redistricting happens, they slice Austin into tiny pieces and attach them to deep red rural counties just to force him out.
But it never worked. They would redraw his district, and he would just move and run in the new one. He has successfully represented the 10th District, the 25th District, the 35th District, and now the 37th District. He built such an incredible grassroots machine in Austin that the voters just follow him wherever the mapmakers put him. He simply refused to be defeated. And that kind of job security allows him to make incredibly difficult, historically significant decisions. Because we have to talk about what he did in July of 2024.
Absolutely. Following the disastrous presidential debate in June of 2024, the entire Democratic Party was in a state of absolute panic. But nobody in Washington wanted to be the first one to say it out loud. Lloyd Doggett was the very first congressional Democrat to release a public statement calling for Joe Biden to step aside. He said that President Biden had been a great leader, but the risk to the country was too high, and they needed a new candidate. It took an incredible amount of political courage, and it effectively broke the dam, leading to the historic shift at the top of the ticket. He proved he values pragmatism over blind party loyalty.
And now, in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he has announced that this term will be his last. He is retiring in January of 2027, but he is not coasting to the finish line. Doggett sits on the incredibly powerful House Ways and Means Committee, and he serves as the ranking member of the Health Subcommittee. He is currently waging a massive defensive war to protect the Affordable Care Act. The new Republican majority has been introducing plans to roll back ACA subsidies and replace them with expanded health savings accounts. Doggett argues those accounts are just tax shelters for the wealthy that do nothing for a working-class family trying to afford insulin.
He is also deeply focused on aggressive congressional oversight against the new administration. In February 2026, just a couple of weeks ago, Doggett launched a massive investigation into the new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which is being led by Elon Musk. Doggett and the Ways and Means Democrats introduced a formal resolution of inquiry. This is a rarely used legislative tool designed to force the executive branch to hand over documents. He is demanding to know why the administration is allowing Elon Musk and his team access to the Treasury Department's payment systems and confidential tax information. Doggett publicly stated that the president's billionaire cabinet is jeopardizing the privacy of everyday Americans for their own enrichment.
He is demanding absolute transparency. He is also fighting the administration's Defend the Spend freeze, which has halted childcare payments to states and tribes. He is using every bit of his 30 years of seniority to act as a brick wall against the White House's agenda. And his impending retirement is causing an absolute earthquake back home in Texas.
It really is. Because Texas 37 is a D+26 district. Whoever wins the Democratic primary next week basically gets a guaranteed seat in Congress. It has set off a massive scramble among the progressive leaders in Austin. But they are going to have massive shoes to fill. You cannot easily replace the institutional knowledge of a former Supreme Court justice who survived 3 decades of political warfare.
The killer bee, who outsmarted the Texas mapmakers.
The pragmatic statesman who put his country before his party.
That is Representative Lloyd Doggett.
That is our profile for Texas's 37th district. Have a great weekend, and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.